Rob, anybody, and Dawn. If they were guide dogs for the blind, you'd all be dead by now. Back to Rad Radio.
All right, we got this email, rad@radradio.com. There's going to be like a preamble and then an epilogue to set this whole thing up. So earlier this week, we were talking about a movie that's on Amazon Prime called Land of Bad, which I was alerted to by a listener who had emailed me last weekend, and I looked it up, and sure enough, it's blowing up on Amazon Prime. It's super popular, so I'm like, okay, gotta watch it. But she said, you might want your wife, Christina, to watch the trailer, because Christina did 12 years in the Army and a year in Afghanistan, and there can be things that can get to her, admittedly. And so she watched the trailer, and she said, no, yeah, let's check it out. It's about a group of, it stars Liam Hemsworth and Russell Crowe. Yeah. And it's about a Delta Force group going in to rescue an asset, as we call them, into hostile territory. They come under fire. Russell Crowe's back at Nellis Air Force Base in Vegas. He's on the drones and the satellites and such. There were two times during the movie where my wife, one time, she said, just pause. And she was very emotional. Aww. And so I just paused it, and she sat there. And then a little later on in the movie, she said, that's it. Can't finish it. And so I went into my office at home, and 10 minutes later, she walked into my office and she said, tell me what I missed and let's finish it.
It's brutal.
It is. It's one of the most realistic, extraordinary movies. It really does show what the military does and things that they go through that we don't ever really think about or know about. I wrote in my trust tip on my Circles app, Circles with an S, that while, and I said it on the air, Lone Survivor, the Marcus Luttrell movie that was Mark Wahlberg,
yeah.
I've always said that's a great depiction as well.
That's a true story.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing compared to Land of Bad.
No, I got through Lone Survivor.
Yeah.
We own that on our Apple Movies, and I'll watch it again. This one I couldn't even get through. The two dudes that are in the helicopter when they're on the way to the mission, they look like legit Delta Force. You know, sometimes they'll use real guys, and I'm like, are they? And I never looked into it. Like, are they actual actors? Because I mean, they played the part to a T when you meet those guys. Like, you would think they were that in real life.
All of that brings us to Andrea's email that says, I was listening to your show. You spoke about a movie that Rob loved, and Christina was a trooper through it, and I forgot to write it down as you were talking about it. And it was something I wanted to suggest to my husband. I'm scrolling through Spotify. I couldn't remember the segment, and then it hit me. Circles! So there I go to my Circles app. I look up Rob, whom I follow, scroll down, and boom, there it is, Land of Bad. I really love this Circles app, and I'm making my husband download it later on. Perfect lead into the fact that, as promised, John, the CEO of Circles with an S, is back yet again. How you doing, John? Good morning.
I'm doing great. Good morning.
With us as well is Dale Moss. Yay! I'm laughing from the Circles family now, but also from the 16th season of The Bachelorette. How you doing, Dale?
Hey, I'm good. It's good to be back in studio.
Did not take long for us to get an email, rad@radradio.com, from somebody watching on Rad TV named Wendy. Who says, oh, yes, yummy honey Dale is on again.
I'm here. I will watch just for this reason.
Oh, yes. Oh, my. Okay, yeah. Circles with an S, social media positivity app. You download it for free in the App Store. You follow people like the previous emailer did that you either know or trust, like she did with me. And she found this movie that I had talked about, and there's 1,500 different categories. John, we're going to get to your little app in a second. First, I got to ask you. Something. You were on the 16th season.
Yep, 16th, 2020. Okay.
There's this thing in Radioland where, like, if we meet somebody and they're connected to the industry at all, or maybe even not, and you tell them you're in radio, they'll right away say, oh, do you know Wild Bill from Buffalo?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And
then
like,
yeah.
No. So yeah, no. I ask you that because do you know Tyler Cameron?
Yeah, I know Tyler
you
very
know
well.
Tyler. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So he was on the year before you, if I have this right.
Yeah, I believe so. Okay, with Hannah.
Season. Okay. So recently there was The Golden Bachelor.
Yep.
Did you watch it?
I watched a episode.
Okay. That's how I was.
Yeah, early on. It was I thought they did a good job. you know, trying to make it as inclusive as possible. But I only watched one episode.
So they got.
Yeah, I needed it to be juicy, and I didn't think old people like me could be juicy.
It was,
you know, like I need the drama.
It was an adjustment. It was an adjustment.
And there's going to be a Golden Bachelorette because, of course, it did very well. Like the series does. It was all 60 and over, and there was controversy during the show. But then they wound up getting, it was Jerry and Teresa, we talked about it earlier in the show. They hooked up, they got married, and now 3 months later, they're divorced. Well,
good Lord.
And I actually saw Tyler last night as well. He was on the Andy Cohen's horrible late night show that my wife makes me watch.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's one of those things, it's like watching a train wreck. You can't look away for a guy like me. I mean, I love Andy Cohen, but he's so bad at what he does.
Yeah, no, I love him too.
And Tyler was on, and it made me think of you because he is like out there ripping Jerry and Teresa. He's saying, quote, they have put a true stain on love in the bachelor world. 3 months, they make my relationship seem long. I'm a dating expert compared to them. They put a stain on Bachelor Nation because it was the most wholesome experience and idea, and then they pulled the rug right out from under us.
It was surprising because you think they know better, you know, with as long as they've been in this world how much experience they have with marriage or dating, the things they say they broke up about, you think you'd talk about before you're married.
Dale, do you want to go that harsh the other way or no comment?
I mean, I'm not going to go that harsh. I obviously I'm familiar with the Bachelor world. You know, I didn't dive into the show before I was on it. And after, while I know a lot of people within the franchise, you know, I'm just kind of living my life. I think one thing, though, that I've learned and experienced, right? Like when you're in that environment, I think there's a lot of things that you think and believe that you want. And when you get out in the real world, or you also don't plan for the change that happens on that show. But I think that term is very, very surprising, especially with an older couple who's been through a lot of life situations. Because, you know, when I was on, even when I started, I was like, if there's someone who's 23 years old, like I'm not interested, because what I have going on in my life and what I'm looking for, I just don't think that they could handle it.
By the way, I think a lot of our listeners would like to know, what is it you're looking for?
Right now, I'm in a great relationship. My girlfriend, Gailey, she's the most driven.
What is that? Yes, that's the sound of hearts breaking across the room.
She's adorable.
Yeah, she's been a gift. That's my best friend. Aww. So, and I will say, like, I learned a lot from my previous relationship and things that I never thought were going to be issues that have helped me a lot in my current relationship. But I've got a good one. She supports me, I support her, and we grind. And I think that's one thing. We don't hold each other back from chasing our dreams.
Love
if anything,
that.
We just try to enhance it. So.
All right, we got emails coming in already, rad@radradio.com. By the way, you can follow Dale on Instagram at DaleMoss13. Brianna wrote in and said, oh, hey, Hottie McMuffin is back.
Hey, what up, girl? What up, girl?
All right, now to John's little app, Circles with an S, which is the real reason we're here. So we've been promoting a variety of things, including the Circle Second Chance for Win Rob's Change, which you got to get your guesses in by midnight tonight. But for the investment side of it, it's actually technically it's 9 p.m. our time, right? It's midnight Eastern,
right?
Which you can go to radradio.com. You click on the Circles logo. It'll take you right to the WeFunder page. We'll talk about all of this and, you know, why and the what and the look. It's a Yelp killer. If you're tuning in for the first time because, you know, you heard Dale's on but you've never heard of us and Dale's part of the Circles family, we're going to get to all of it. But Zachary wrote in and said, I'm trying to confirm, I just invested into Circles at 7:17 p.m. Thursday night, so last night, that I'm still okay because I know it ends for good tonight, Friday night. But it said it can take up to 7 days to process.
Right. Processing is okay. That'll carry forward. But yeah, if you got it in before the deadline, you're good.
That's all that matters, is just this. So I wanted to use that as a lead on. Now, this round of WeFunder closes tonight, 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight on the East Coast. And we've been mentioning whether or not, you guys were just on last week, there will be another one. And I've mentioned there's a lot of people that are in the finance world, the big time world that we aren't usually invited to, that are seeing the app going, yeah, you guys are going to kill Yelp. We want in. So there might not be another campaign, but there might be. But even if there is, it might, it's different.
Right.
In other words, what's with the deadline? And okay, they got 12 hours to make a decision if they're Pacific time. Why get in now? I'll deal with it later.
Well, yeah, there's no guarantee we'll do another one. I mean, chances are we will. We plan to keep crowdfunding and building our community because, of course, it's a great relationship between community of investors and community of users of the app. But yeah, you never know. I mean, we could get this really good offer from an outside investor, which could change the game completely. But if we do come out with our crowdfunding campaign again later this year, maybe this summer, chances are it's probably going to be double the valuation. So therefore, you're getting half as much future equity when you invest. And that's because we hit some major milestones. We'll get into some of the features like chat and all the stuff we rolled out around group messaging and gifts and everything else.
And so to try to like dumb that down for the dummies, which is most of our audience.
Oh my gosh.
In other words, if the valuation, which you can read about this on WeFunder, you can Google what valuations are, et cetera. If the valuation is double, if we do this again in May or June or whatever, what that means is that somebody that does get in before midnight tonight, Eastern time, their money is going to go twice as far as yours. Doesn't mean that if Circles explodes the way we all expect it to, you're not going to make money. It's just your neighbor who was smart enough to do it today is going to be flashing twice as much cash in your face as you have, although you're still going to do very well. Now, you kind of alluded to it there because you always use this phrase. You sent me a text this morning, you know, our metrics are growing. What does that mean? Because I know what it means just in terms of the excitement and everything, but this has actually exploded bigger than you, CEO of this whole idea, thought it would.
Yeah, no, we're killing it right now in terms of downloads and the amount of favoriting going on, the amount of invitations and just the engagement in general. And now that we rolled out the chat system, it's taking off in a way we weren't expecting, where people are using, I mean, we were hoping, but of course you never know, but we created it so that you could invite people outside of the Circles app just by entering their name from your contacts, and they still get an SMS text message even if they're not a Circles user. So we'll have like some chats where we have internal Circles users with their outside friends messaging, and of course as they download the app they become Circles users and their whole chat conversation history shows up right in the app for them. So this is like this great growth hack that we're like watching grow right now.
So we got all that going on, and Dale, your involvement in this whole thing, I forget the exact like beginning of it, but last night we were all together. We're going to talk more about why at the big Circles party with some of our bigger investors, you met my wife for the first time. Mm-hmm. And when my wife and I got home, she said that Dale, she's not a bachelorette watcher, she watches every other damn reality show, she said that Dale, he is the most positive person.
I know.
Because
yeah.
And we got to spend just a few minutes together, and everything with you, you're talking about this restaurant you're involved in, and everything with you is we were talking about a local barbecue joint that you favorited yesterday, and everything. You're such a positive guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that is the natural attraction to you for Circles.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because you exude Circles positivity.
Yeah. Well, I first connected with John and Danny, and that was the number one reason why I was so intrigued, just because of just great people. Mm. But also when you look at the impact and just the simplicity of the platform, from, you know, being able to recommend and share and build a community, it just has a definite place. You know, since we first met and I've gotten involved with Circles, I've opened up a restaurant in New York City.
Good.
We've been
for
open
you
up a year.
Oh,
yep. Carriage
congrats.
House in the West.
Aww.
Village.
Notice this guy.
Wow.
He doesn't open up a restaurant in a suburb.
No.
Where he could use his name. You know, because, you know, he played football, but
yep.
He went all the way through college with South Dakota, right?
South Dakota State, yeah.
And et cetera. But no, he goes to the Mecca of Restaurant
right.
Row.
Most competitive.
Oh man.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
honestly.
And we're really, really excited about it. And
you want to name drop it?
Carriage House. So it's in the West Village.
He said that
American.
I want to make sure everybody heard it.
And we just got our liquor license, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
Pour it up. But I've seen just through the build in the restaurant industry, and I grew up in hospitality and do a lot of work with restaurant groups and things like that, how a small like negative review or something that might not even be truthful can really, really affect an organization and all the employees and everything and all the hard work that has gone into it. So, you know, for example, even just from a reservation standpoint, we were on Talk right away, great platform, but we switched over to a different platform and our sales jumped 30%. right? And now when you look at like reviews and how people are looking things up, we know that our food, our service, and everything is extraordinary, no question. But you know, some people might not always see it that way, or might not have the experience or understand a dish, or it could just be an off day by one person. And you know, so I think like now, you know, for like this happened way before when I got involved with Circles, but now this is something that directly affects me in a major way and the people who I'm in business with. So,
well, and the problem with like Yelp, for example, is there can be somebody who lives in Kansas City that hates you because of the way your experience on Bachelorette ended, and they give you a one-star review. They've never been to New York.
Troll culture is real.
It is.
And if there's one thing I learned from the show is that, right? Like, people are going to say or do, and there's, you know, people use the term hurt people, or there's also just a group out there who just like to create chaos and think it's funny to see the comments. So I believe in Circles. What the team has done and the community support and the WeFunder is extraordinary. People who have seen it are like, how is this happening? And it's not only got staying power, it's got the position, the opportunity to make a huge impact and make waves throughout the country.
By the way, what is this webinar that you texted me about, John, that that you were on in relation to everything that we're talking about here?
Yeah, that was cool. I got invited to a webinar from an ad agency that brought together some top crowdfunding founders, and we did a live talk, answer questions, Q&A kind of thing. I think it was about 100 people live streaming, and then of course they can download and continue that. But yeah, that was cool. It was fascinating because everyone had like a different industry they were from. You know, some people are building like high quality composite component materials, you know, and then, you know, we're doing a social app. It's totally different. it was nice getting those different perspectives and some really good ideas kicked around too on how to juice a crowdfunding campaign, because we have our formulas and they have their formulas, and then of course we offer our advice.
And I guess you were praised because of the success of the WeFunder campaign.
We hear that a lot. You know, we're in the top like 1-3% I think of all time.
So that's amazing.
I didn't realize it was that high.
Wow.
Going back to we had the event last night, a couple emails here that are related to something that came up on stage. We did, you know, about 45 minutes on stage. Some of us were up there. As Sarah wrote in, red@radradio.com, and said, "Woohoo, I just invested in Circles. I'm not someone who can easily just throw $250 around. That can go so far in other ways. But I think to myself, if Rob believes in this, then I do too. The Circles app is amazing. I absolutely love it. I trust my rad crew, and I know this will pay off someday soon." We also got this from TJ, who said, "I'm almost 52 years old. Circles just became my first ever investment. I've been listening for almost 20 years. I've been through all the show's ups and downs. I don't always agree with your viewpoints, but what I do absolutely trust you, Rob, is your business acumen. Wow. I have been watching and listening as Circles grows. I currently work 4 jobs as a single dad to make ends meet. I know I could lose my $250 investment, which is what I can afford, and that's okay. I'm hoping, though, that this may help me retire earlier than planned someday."
Oh, me too. Gosh.
I kind of went anti-Circles attitude on you for about 90 seconds on stage, John, mm-hmm. because I wanted you to have the opportunity to do what I've done on the show a few times, which is I see those emails, and it reminds me of the seriousness, the gravitas, the gravity of the fact that people are taking my word in some cases for it. I mean, what you should do is at least check out the app, download it, say, "Yeah, this is a great idea," et cetera. I mean, some aren't even doing that. And I thought, what kind of burden does John feel? Because the way you and I like to look at this, first of all, failure is not an option. Second of all, we like to think of $1 million maggots. That's what we call our audience. Imagine that we're creating people that if this goes as good as we think it could. But the reality also is there's something could go wrong.
Absolutely.
And I appreciated your transparency yesterday of it wouldn't make Christine and I homeless, but it would hurt.
No, for sure. I mean, it would be unthinkable and devastating. So no, that fear is always going to be pushing us forward. We don't ever consider it as a real option. But of course, anything can happen. Startup investing is risky. And we want to tell everybody, do not invest more than you're willing to lose, because there's absolutely no guarantee. The majority of startups are going to fail. They're going, and that's just the numbers. So you have to do your research. Like you said, Rob, download the app and play with it. Tell your friends about it. See if you're engaging with it. See if you like it. And then go to the WeFunder and read about it. You know, there's financials there. There's a whole scope of all kinds of documents that you can go through.
Talking with John, CEO of Circles with an S, Dale Moss is here as well. Phone number is 888-989-9811. Hi, Scott. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, I had already invested in the Circles and I wanted to add more money to it, and I could not figure out how to add more money.
Oh, interesting. You know, you should be able to, no problem, if you have an account, be able to log in and...
On WeFunder, you can log in.
Yeah, on WeFunder, yeah. And we get asked that a lot. I've invested in the past. Can I invest more? And yeah, absolutely. I think probably 30% or so of our recent investments are from repeat investors. If you're having any issues, you can, WeFunder has a help email, and we do too, info@circles.com. We can help you out if it's not working for you.
So alluding to last night, which is why Dale's in town. He was at the event last night. Other than that 90 seconds of let's embrace the impossible, we hope, huge hit. I know that while we were up on stage, we were taking questions from the audience, and all of us that are on the board were up there, and Dale and a few others of the, you know, I don't even know what to say. They're not support team. They're team members were up there. And we kept looking around going, that's a great idea. Or why did we think of that? Is that on our list? So you seem to have that same impression, because I had to get out of there and we were done so I could get some sleep. But you seem to have that same impression.
Yeah, a lot of great ideas, a lot of great questions and good feedback. It was really nice hearing the feedback firsthand too. I was approached by a lot of people thanking me for all the WeFunder updates I do. And it was nice to hear that, because I spent a lot of time on them, and
like,
do
someone's watching.
Yeah, I do them often. I'm really transparent about everything we're doing. And to hear that, I'm like, so you read it all the way? He's like, oh yeah, I read them all the way and all the way down. And it was a whole group of people like, yeah, please keep them coming. I'm like, well, here, that's inspiring. Nice. And I do love telling our story.
And this event was all based around people who got in at the $5,000 level, which is an extraordinary amount of money for the overwhelming majority of Americans. They got to attend this party. But there's another thing that if you've invested $5,000 at any time that you wanted to mention about. What are daily stand-up calls?
I didn't mention it last night, but I meant to because, you know, the topic gets brought up about transparency, and people keep asking, like, why are you in Hawaii so much? And I've said it a million times. I'll say it again. I invested in real estate when I was young, and I sold 3 houses during COVID and bought 1 place in Hawaii. I own it free and clear. I get to go out there for free. I fly on Southwest Airline miles. If I'm out there with my friends, I'm getting their flights with Southwest Airline miles. It's a great escape for me. I work the whole time I'm there. There's been days where, ask my girlfriend, 4 or 5 day stretches where I literally do not walk outside besides my lanai, which is like a balcony. I don't go out the front door. She goes, gets groceries, comes back, and I'm on my laptop the whole time working. Because I love it. I love the team. I love what we're doing. And being there is nice. I can walk outside, get a little sun, come back in, and I'm right back at it.
That's so crazy to hear someone's in Hawaii and they're not going outside.
Yeah.
I mean, that's dedication, right? To your craft, and that's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, the outside's like right there. So it's, you know, it's, I'm like inside, outside at the same time. It's pretty amazing.
And but, it's funny, you go out on your lanai, and Lanai is also a city in Maui.
Ooh.
Yeah. And you know, this is a
fun fact.
That's terrible.
This is a reason to invest early. You know, the earlier you invest, generally speaking, the better you do in the long run in life, not in just in Circles, but Circles is a high risk investment. You should spread your investments to more stable ones and take a percentage of risk on the high risk. And the younger you are, the more risk you should take, really, because if you're looking at retirement, you need to be very, very careful and preserve that investment. But when you're young, you can spread it around to your low risk investments, but take some chances on some moonshots. And Circles is obviously a moonshot where we're either going to be zero or we're going to be worth billions of dollars. And there's not really an in between. Obviously, we're going for the big one. We're pushing as hard as we can. And that's what we're expecting. Between us and our team, we can't guarantee anything, but that's what we're going for.
And you go to radradio.com, you click on the Circles logo. It's right there on the homepage. It takes you to WeFunder. You can do all the reading you want. And you've got, if you're on the West Coast time zone, 12 hours to decide if you want to get in on this campaign. I mentioned last night while we were on stage that, yes, the board members, the co-creators, co-founders and all that, we were all up there. Dale was up there. The team, the support, you know, none of this stuff happens alone. I mean, you know, I'm not me alone. I've got my team here, which is amazing. I know, John, you're incredibly proud of your team. And I asked Dale about, you know, how he got involved. And I know you've been extraordinarily thrilled about getting Dale on board from day one. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first time you even were talking, he's like, hey, Rob, have you ever heard of Dale Moss? I'm like, no, sorry. I'm like, I don't watch that. And then you told me, I'm like, oh God, well, if he's from The Bachelorette, okay, great. I mean, that's popular. It's just not my thing. Then I meet Dale and I'm like, Jesus, this guy.
Amazing. And he's so much more than the show.
But I know you, that you are just with all of that.
Yeah. Well, and Dale is, as you mentioned before, not just a positive person, but he's super authentic. And that's what we love about Dale and you, Rob and Dawn and everybody in your crew, everybody on the Circles crew. That's hard to find, like, not just positive people, but genuine, trustworthy people. I've personally seen Rob turn down very lucrative advertising deals because he didn't like the product. He's like, I don't like the product. I can't promote this. And that's a genuine person. And so you can hear it from me and take that to the bank. We wouldn't do business with somebody like that. I know Dale wouldn't, and our Circles team. We wouldn't coexist with each other and support each other if we didn't have that trust.
That when you the word genuine is so perfect because a lot of times when you go to events, you're like, because it's going to be so surface level. Mm-hmm. I just want the realness and things to be authentic. And that is exactly what last night was. You know, it's just your team is very much everything that you described and everyone that you work there. And of course, all the listeners that were there were that way as well. But people that are involved, it was like, oh, okay, those are the events you like. This is realness happening. You know, there's no facade being put on. And yeah, it was a great event.
Yeah,
and
it really was.
Danny, who's with Circles, his wife Lisa?
Yep. Yeah, she did an
amazing job. She... Honestly, that is a lot of work. You know, big, and even the little details, just noticed all of it. It was a really great event.
Email just came in, rad@radradio.com from Devin. Says, I've never been one to think about investing into anything. I have something inside of me just saying, do it! Even though I'm in tough times at the moment, I believe in what you guys are saying, and $250 to me is worth it. I believe in what Rob is saying, so today after work, I will be doing my part. Thank you all for everything you guys do. Well, thank you, Devin, again, at radradio.com. If you click the Circles logo, it takes you right where you need to go. We had a lot of comments like this while we were talking to listeners, investors, users last night. Chad wrote in and said, I just invested in Circles. My family and I love the app, but my 11 and 15-year-old boys want to know why they can't review video games.
Well, first of all, we don't do reviews, but we will have video games as a recommendation at some point. It's one of the categories we want in there. You'll be able to recommend anything soon, like recipes and anything else, personal stuff. Nice, it takes time to build out everything.
I mean, and if you really, really break it down, technically there's over 1,500 categories already.
Yeah, we have over 1,500 of pretty much everything you can think of in terms of like businesses and then entertainment. You know, got movies, shows, books.
And you had a chance last night on stage to make that really important point. You're not doing reviews. It's just you're following people that you know or you trust. And you are seeing what and where they recommend. So if somebody recommends a restaurant to you in Sacramento, and you go, well, I'm going to see if Rob recommends it. If it's not on my recommended list, it means either I've been and didn't like it, so I didn't favorite it, or I've never been. That's all you know.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing. And by the way, to that point with Dale talking about his restaurant in New York, Carriage House?
Carriage House, yeah.
Randy and Truckee wrote in and said, I'm going to Mexico in 2 weeks. Is Circles International? I'm wondering if I'll be able to check in and like places in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, we just rolled that out just in the last couple months. You can actually create an account in almost all countries, and you should have no problem in Mexico.
So to use the example, if somebody's listening and they've been to Carriage House, they've been to Dale's restaurant, but they're in Truckee, California, mm-hmm. can they favorite Carriage House from Truckee?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course. You just search it up and tap on the heart, and you can favorite it.
And hopefully you write a trust tip about what you really liked, your best dishes, things like that. It's always great to kind of
add some photos,
in the right direction.
Yeah. No, I was going to bring up the trust tip because that'll be some people, they want to write something. Oh, there's no reviews. It's a trust tip. Right. So you can still write, you know, what you like about it and what you want to eat at Carriage House.
Yeah. Seasonal menu.
Here's the dish.
That burger is a safe bet.
Oh, I love you do seasonal. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brianna says, how do I add something new to Circles that doesn't exist in their sphere yet? I wanted to favorite my favorite podcast, and it doesn't exist in Circles yet.
Oh, that's interesting. We should have the majority of podcasts that are available for free. I think Spotify has like a paywall, and we were just talking to our team about how to integrate that. So email us at info@circles.com, and we'll look into it.
Now, here's a great question. This is from Elizabeth. So let's say you've got a restaurant, you favorited it, and then it goes downhill. It goes the wrong direction. And you give it two or three times, and it's like they've changed chefs or whatever. And so you're like, oh, I got friends following me on Circles. She says, how do you unfavorite something?
Same way you favorite it. You tap on the heart, and it gives you the option to unfavorite.
Yeah, I've had to do that a couple times, sadly. Yeah. I'm like, oh, gosh, I need to take that off there. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Also says, I'm trying to submit an unlisted business for approval. I filled out the required information, and it won't submit. That's kind of similar to the podcast.
Yeah, that one is under progress right now. In fact, it's almost done. I'm hoping to roll it out, like, in the next few days. There was a lot of front-end work that still needed to be, without getting too technical, there was some front-end work that had to be refactored over time as our app evolves, and we're focusing over here on this area and over here on this area, and then that one didn't get finished, and now it's like gotta get refactored. That's app development.
I'm really surprised with the podcast one, because my range of podcasts that I've added to there is so wide, true crime to mob stuff to Christian podcasts, and it has pulled up every one of those.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that they're having trouble.
All right, now Mark wrote in. This is a great question, because in the social media world, like if you go to follow Dale on Instagram at DaleMoss13, you'll see the little blue check, because he's important. He's got over 600,000 followers. That's how you know it's official.
Yeah.
So Mark wrote in, because we've batted this around, John, over the years. He says, I invested 10 grand. I'm wondering, when do we get our investor, founder's badge, and blue checks?
Yes. We are also working on that right now. In fact, we have our daily stand-up in about 30 minutes, and I'll see where their progress is. It should be done, if not done today. And of course, we have to test it. So it's like, even though it's done, quote, done, we test it for like a week and make sure this doesn't break three other things. But yeah, that's going to be there.
What is, speaking of progress and such, what's the immediate strategy moving forward? We're halfway through April, you know, May, June. What's on the plate?
Yeah, so the rest of this month, we're going to finish up our chat. There's still some features, like you can't add and remove people just yet, but that's also going to be in testing, like probably by the end of the day today. We'll be testing that and being able to create events. In May, it's going to be about, I think, optimizing the app one last time, of just optimizing performance everywhere we can, having things load faster, making sure it's a smooth experience for everybody. Come in June, that's where I think we're going to start putting our resources to work to scale. We'll have our influencers, Rob and Dale, and anybody that is part of the Circles family, to get the word out, get the exposure. We'll do marketing in the app store directly for people that are searching for certain kinds of apps. We'll do traditional marketing, digital marketing, all those kinds of things, starting hopefully in June would be the timeline.
By the way, just to step away from Circles real quick, other than hyping the hell out of Circles for the next few months, what's in the future for you, Dale? Other than, I mean, you got the restaurant, but what else is going on?
Yeah, I mean, I've been full-fledged on scaling my production company, Moss Media. So we have 3 sports documentaries in development right now. I'm working with Radical Media, Academy Award-winning production company. And, you know, for me, I just want to tell empowering stories, and the sports space is a good start for me. Also, in front of the lens, I booked my first lead in a movie over 2 years ago. And I just finished filming a movie that we're hoping is going to debut at Tribeca this year.
Congrats.
So it's film and entertainment for sure. And then, you know, from time to time, very select, I'll do experiential. I love experiential events. I love bringing community together in a big way. I don't share a lot of it on social media, but I advise and do a lot of that with a lot of my big brand partners. And those are all resources and things that, you know, I want to bring into the Circles fam now that we can really start, you know, executing on some of the marketing and the community building opportunities. So we've got a lot of resources, and we're ready to put them to use.
Super cool.
Are you still involved with Special Olympics?
Yeah, so I am a global ambassador for Special Olympics. So since 2015, and actually one of our primary docs is tracking Special Olympics athletes building up to the World Winter Games in 2025. Oh. So my sister has physical and intellectual disabilities. That's my heart. And any project I work on definitely has a direct personal connection. Otherwise, you know, how can you tell a truthful and an honest story if your heart's not in it?
Yeah.
As we're tick-tocking towards 12 hours before the deadline, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern for this WeFunder campaign for Circles, we got this email from Jose. He says, I'm very interested about being an investor. I will most likely invest before the deadline. My question is, after we invest X amount of monies, would there be a subscription attached after making the investment? And if so, how long after and what amount would that be?
No, it doesn't cost you anything after an investment. It's that your investment's actually not a cost at all. You're receiving future equity in return for your investment. All the users of the app get free access. We only charge a subscription to businesses so they can claim their page and manage their photos and manage their trust tips and get analytics and all that stuff.
Once we make an investment, says Jose, and the deadline for investing is over, for those of us who invested, will we still be able to add in more monies into our portfolio, or do we have to wait till the next fundraiser, if any? We kind of covered that earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
You get an account in WeFunder, and you can always at any time go in and just buy more.
But only if we're in an open campaign.
Okay. So
that's ending tonight.
Tomorrow, no, he couldn't.
No, he can't.
Oh. Lastly, will there be an IPO or any other public stock options that are given with this WeFunder investment?
Well, not in the short term, but in the long term, that's the goal of having a, quote, exit as a startup company. Investors, especially the venture capital investors, they're looking at what's your exit strategy. And the exit is typically one of two ways. You either IPO, which means you go to the public stock market, like the New York Stock Exchange, and then your shares can be sold to the public, and they're liquid that way. Or a big company buys a smaller company. And let's say they buy you for $1 billion, and all the shareholders who got in early, their value is much, much higher. And so you get paid out as a it's called an acquisition.
And is there another update available since you were on just last week?
Yeah. Please update the app. Yeah, we're doing updates every few days. So the both versions, I think the Android version is almost perfectly sending our images and GIFs and everything. I know iOS is doing a really great job, and we did add a new feature, which is fun. Try it. You can create a GIF with anybody's face.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
so funny.
It is. You only need one picture, which is great for circles because lots of people have profile pictures. You only need one picture of someone's face, and we have all these funny, silly GIFs with a strategic partner that we're using who came up. They had the AI breakthrough, according to them, that nobody else is doing this. With one picture and as fast, it takes like under a minute, and it's so real.
Setting them all day yesterday, and people were just dying laughing.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, it's really good.
We were showing some of them last night at the event, and got some big laughs over some of them.
Yeah.
Using some of us.
It's like scary real. And you can put your face on a baby that's like eating birthday cake, and it's so real.
Rob, you were the godfather.
Yes. Yeah. That was one of them.
Yeah.
So now all that'll drop when you do the update. And the update's as simple as going to the App Store.
Yeah, go to the App Store, search up Circles, SIRCLES, tap on our logo, and then you'll see an update button if it's not automatically updated.
And in terms of investing, you're now down to less than 12 hours for this round of the WeFunder campaign, which you can do at radradio.com by clicking on the Circles logo. It takes you right to WeFunder. Dale, so great to see you again.
Yeah, I appreciate being back in here. It's great to see everyone.
Such great energy. John, anything we forgot? Anything last minute you want to mention?
No, just keep in mind this is the last chance for today for our crowdfunding at this valuation, and we are so thankful for everybody's support that's gotten us to where we are today. We value every single dollar that's put in. You have my word and my team's word that we are trying our very, very hardest. I don't know how we could try any harder. So you have the full confidence that we are doing the very best we can for you and for those dollars.
Talking with your team yesterday, everybody from Danny to Chantel, I mean, they were all, you know, we were able to just privately talk. I mean, they're all 16 to 20 hour work days.
Oh God. Yes.
And they're loving it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But they know that's what it takes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the stage we're at. So thanks to you guys again for being here. It's Circles with an S. At least download the app and start using it. It's free. If you want information about investing, radradio.com. Go to the homepage, click on the Circles logo. It takes you to the WeFunder campaign, which closes in less than 12 hours. We're going to move on to Master of Movies, give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live. It's in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. You win the tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing to be upgraded to the front row. So we play a clip from a movie, you tell us the title of the movie, and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the movie...
Now I'm craving a burger from Dale's Place.
Right? Droplets everywhere.
Don't do that.
And no winner. Called the Carriage House.
Carriage House.
888-989-9811 for Master of Movies.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.